This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud. When did you realise Charlene was the one slash fell in love with her? I swear I didn't write these questions myself. I can't think of the other word for it.
Post nut syndrome. Is your ball just emptied? Is that what it means? I don't know when I'm going to do it, but...
Really?
Yeah.
When? Welcome to Home or Drink with Charlene and...
What would I say my name?
What'd you say your name? Like Dano?
Dano or Daniel or Danny?
What do you call yourself if someone asks you what your name is?
Dano.
Dano. Sorry. Ellie, you look very different today. You have to grow a bit of facial hair. So Dano was on today. We talked about questions about a relationship, long distance, football as well, his tips for making it in the football world. And then I asked some questions that girls want to know about boys. So we talked about shaving, we talked about post-nut syndrome. And lots more. Makeup, no makeup. Is it dewy or sweaty skin? I asked you a lot of questions. And then Dana also helped with some dilemmas. So we had phone a friend. That was about a friend that wants to get with a friend's ex, which is quite controversial. Very opposing opinions we got. And then two dilemmas from two separate lovely birds that we also answered. And then peak and bleak of the week, as always. I actually had no bleak this week. Been a good time. Bleak that Ellie's not here. That's the only bleak.
Will you?
That's the only.
But look who's filling in.
Enjoy the episodes. Our podcast, we always say it's like a group chat between your best friends, the girls' bathroom, and an eye out.
Yeah, it needs to change.
What should we add in? What's for the? Do you think men?
What will the women want to hear?
We actually get men listen to us.
Yeah, but mostly women.
Yeah. But what would you? What think we should add in to make more males listen?
No.
Golf tips.
I don't think people would be like that. We listen to this podcast.
What would you listen to? What podcast do you like?
Don't really listen to podcasts.
Why not? You don't listen to my podcast? Your own girl shit?
Not every day, no.
Why not? You just don't find them interesting?
No, I just wouldn't be able to listen to something what that
you,
long.
What if you could watch it though?
Probably watch it, yeah, I'd watch it.
Well, you can watch ours. So.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Will you?
Yeah, because I'm on it.
Your own.
Yeah.
Will you watch this through?
Yeah, I'll watch this one, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I don't like really listening to myself back, so probably not.
I find it easier to watch myself back and not listen, though.
Yeah, true, yeah.
When I listen, I'm like, oof.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember the first time you recorded yourself?
I didn't even get a haircut or nothing.
For the video?
Yeah.
Your hair looks great, doesn't it? We're on full video now, by the way, anyone listening. We have YouTube, so you can watch us fully on that. But do you remember the first time you listened to yourself on, like...
Yeah, it was probably an interview that I did after a game.
So you didn't... Dano, you stopped hitting the couch and all. There's going to be a drum bass.
I'm jittery.
You're jiggling. Hold my hand.
No.
So, have you never recorded yourself singing when you were younger on your voice memos?
Oh, I never sang when I was younger. Why would I sing?
That must be a really girl thing to do, then.
Yeah.
Everyone has done that.
I sang in the shower and all, but...
Yeah, but you have to record yourself to see if you're the next big thing.
Oh, no, it's not the next big thing. I had a really squeaky voice back then.
Was it really squeaky?
Yeah.
How high up was it, like?
A little bit squeaky. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
When did it drop?
Do you think it's dropped now, yeah?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
I remember when I first...
not bad, but squeaky.
Really? I remember watching an interview of you, but you were kind of like... You were like 21 or something, I think. So you weren't squeaky.
When was this?
When I first met you.
After what game?
Well, no. It was when you were joining Bose, I think.
Oh, and I was sat in the seat in the red top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like... Because it's really rare that you'd meet someone online and you get to see what their voice is like now before you meet them.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to kind of, like... Because what if it gave me the ick?
Yeah. No, I'd rather... I wouldn't want to listen to your voice before I seen you.
Why?
It's rather like...
Well, we were sending each other voice notes the second day.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Remember I was telling you...
Imagine you had a bad voice, though.
What's a bad voice, though?
You know someone had a bad voice.
Yeah, what would you give an example?
I don't know. Like, see the way I'm from Ballymun, I have this voice, like this accent.
Accent, yeah.
What if someone from Ballymun, they didn't have this accent?
What do you mean?
They had a different accent.
Like a posh accent?
Do you like posh accents?
On boys?
Yeah.
No.
Well then.
But it's not like I would, like, when I think of exes and all, like, no one's ever been really, really, really posh.
Mm. See, I like posh accents.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe it's because you like your opposite then.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not, I feel like I'm, like, in the middle. I'm either or. But you, I feel like someone posh. Really posh would think that I was not posh at all.
Like, you're not there posh, you're around middle, like, to middle. High. Middle to high,
I'm
yeah?
not middle to high.
Yeah.
Dano.
Yeah, that's not posh, won't be.
No. My mum's German,
he's from,
so she
he's
can't
from
even
Ballymun,
be...
I think, on the sly.
My dad.
Yeah.
My dad does not talk like he's from Ballymun. He's from Greenhills.
Yeah, but he's not as posh as you and, like, your brother.
No.
Serena is definitely not posh.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
She's kind of talks like she's from Manchester now, though, kind of. Do you know when you're with someone who's English,
the English
and you
accent,
get like...
English can get a hold of you.
You get...
I don't talk like...
Dano has this...
No,
thing.
I don't.
No. Dano gets like... English people, I feel like, say something and, like, their voice will go up. And it's like, I can't even do it. There must be a word for it, like, of how they talk, but like, intonation or something, but their voice will go up at the end. And you do that.
You make then. Stuff up about me.
No, I don't.
You do.
You do. I literally say it to you after, straight after you do it. I'm like, Dano, you just have to do that English thing again.
Because I said like, what
no,
was. Because I said
no,
was.
No,
I never said that. No, I haven't. You're making
no, I'm
things
joking.
Up
you've
now
never,
again.
You've never said that, but you've said, like, what did you say? You what?
You was.
That's so English.
How was that English?
That is proper English.
No, it's not.
You was. No one Irish says that.
You was.
Give it, put it in the sentence. You was wearing
you was
outfit.
Doing that.
Yeah. I've never.
That is a, but not in an accent. I'm not saying it in an English accent.
Yeah,
I'm
saying but
it in
saying
an Irish
the
accent.
Words. Yeah, but it's proper, like, that's their slang.
No.
And also.
No, I don't think
what,
it is.
You go, oh yeah, you go, can I have, it's in your accent, but it sounds...
Go on, make it up.
Can I have a
coffee? What are you
going to say? Can I have a coffee, please?
No, I have never, ever said that in my life.
Oh my God, yeah, you have.
No way.
Or can I have a something, please? Like, it
don't
goes,
get me wrong, a few boys that I know do the English accent.
But you're, no, it's not an accent, it's just, it you say
I've
it
I've heard the way you were speaking right now.
What? Okay,
can I have a coffee, please?
Can I... No,
I have never said
it goes
that.
Up in the
I say, can I have a vanilla oat milk flat white? That's my coffee order. I never say, can I have
okay.
a coffee, please?
Okay, but I'm just doing an example. Can I have a croissant,
you're lying.
Please?
You're lying.
Go, your middle word
you're
goes.
You're full on lying to everyone.
Okay, you've actually
here.
Done it. I've said it to you straight afterwards.
What?
How you say that?
I do not say that.
It's not.
Honestly,
I'm well, I'm not. You don't have an accent. It's the way you say it.
Yeah, it's probably sometimes. Yeah,
yeah exactly. Yeah. Just, why are you denying it? It's all right to talk
but you
like
just
that.
Went on as if I had an English accent.
No, the
you
way
said,
I
said, can I have a coffee,
I did.
Please?
I did say English.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, can I have a coffee, please?
No, I don't say that.
Okay. Can I have a flat
I really don't.
Flat white oat milk latte, please.
When you're on the phone now, you speak a little bit different because you have to act a bit.
What's your phone voice?
In a manner. You know what I mean?
What's your phone voice, though?
I don't really
you
be on the phone,
just,
do I? I never. I hate talking on the phone.
You just talk a bit slower. Hello.
Yeah,
you'll say,
yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. People don't really understand me on the phone.
No. But imagine being like someone from a different country and hearing a quick Irish accent, I'd say it's hard.
Yeah. I'd say my accent's really hard to understand sometimes. That's why I drink sparkling water.
Yeah, Dano told me this fact the other day that sparkling water makes you speak better.
It does. Look it up.
I actually am going to Google this fact check. Does sparkling water What do you mean by speak better though?
Like speech, like therapy, like speech therapy. Like your words come out properly.
I don't know about that, Anna. Is sparkling water good for your voice?
For the way you pronounce words.
Carbonate drinks like sodas and sparkling waters can create excess gas in your stomach, make it more difficult to sing comfortably.
So what? Sing?
It doesn't say anything
I
about...
heard it before anyways.
Well, whoever told you that is absolutely...
Someone told me that.
Talking pony.
Someone definitely told me.
You are addicted to golf at the moment. You're actually wearing your golf top.
Going golfing now after.
When he's not watching golf, he watches 5 hours the other day. I was actually pulling every single hair in my head. When you're not watching it, you're watching videos about it.
Yeah, I love golf. And I want to be really good at golf.
And then you're in bed watching TikToks about it.
Yeah, I want to be good at golf. It was like when I was younger, I wanted to be really good at football. And I always played football. And now I really want to be good at golf.
Yeah, but are you not going to then... You're obviously a footballer. What if you start slacking on that?
I'm not going to slack on football. Football's my job.
Yeah, true.
Go out and do that every day. This is just a little side, actually. You know hobby.
I think a lot of people wouldn't know, but
I have a lot of time in my hands, I mean.
Yeah, you do.
So.
And all your time spent.
I can't play golf every day, because sometimes you'll be tired, but
you're
now
actually,
I'm not playing, so.
You're not allowed to play outdoor sports, are you not?
I don't know. You're not allowed to ski, because that's obviously dangerous.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're insured on that.
The ski?
So if anything happens to you, you have to...
Oh, so you can play other sports, if you want to. I thought it was everything you couldn't do. I don't know.
Can't just go and just turn and play the tennis, like?
Well, like, in your spare time. Like,
yeah, you can go. If I wanted to go and play tennis, I'd play tennis.
Oh.
If I wanted to go shoot a few hoops, I'd go shoot a few hoops.
Do you think you'd be good at that?
No. Used to do it a bit when I was younger.
Because you're only 5'7", so you wouldn't be able to...
5'7", I'm 5'11".
I don't think...
Reaching 5'12".
You're what?
5'11", 5'12".
I don't think you're 5'12".
I am.
I'm 5'4".
You wouldn't be with me if I was 5'7".
Yeah, I would. I'm 5'4". I've never been one for heights. I don't get the whole height thing.
No, if you were tall, I wouldn't be with you. What? Oh, I wouldn't be.
What do you mean?
Tall girls are just not for me.
If I was still me and the same person, but just stretched out a little bit, you wouldn't be with me.
It's a bit of a turn off, yeah? What are you going to do? Just fucking rise up?
What do you mean rise up?
You're going to one day just stretch to 5'11".
Okay, but so if I was, so you wouldn't be with me if I was literally your height right now?
My height's... I'm just saying I prefer smaller women, like.
Women?
Not like you, obviously. You're the right height.
Right.
Anything... Anything bigger
just
than you. Anything bigger than you, like me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be with.
So if I grow now in the next couple of days?
You're not going to grow in the next couple of days.
Who knows? I don't know. You can still grow up until, I don't know when.
No, you're never going to be bigger than me though, eh?
I was wearing boots the other day and they were really tall and I was taller than Anna.
I just felt a little bit uncomfortable.
Well, that's a you problem.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah, that's what I prefer.
But you'd break up with me.
Well, you're not going to stretch another
I did, though.
6 inches.
Okay, hypothetical. I just overnight got that surgery where...
Well, why? Why would you get surgery?
If I ever know to break up, you'll just get the surgery.
Yeah, right. See you later.
Yeah. I don't know if I could be with someone much smaller than me either.
No, why would you? You just look
but
at
also,
towering
you,
above them.
But if you love, you love, like.
Yeah, I know, but like.
You
like
can't
them
say,
two little fellas off.
Selling Sunset?
Yeah.
Do you reckon they're really
They're never going to find a girl smaller than them.
There is people smaller than them.
Yeah, but they're not.
What'd you say there? Let me check.
They're 5'3".
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
What's his name? Brett Selling Sunset.
5'3", yeah?
I don't know. 5'6". Not far
bigger
off.
Than you.
He's not far off yourself.
I'm 5'11". I'd tower over them too.
I think 5'5" is like the average height of women.
Of a woman?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, didn't know that.
And a size 5 is the shoe.
You're a size 5.
I'm size 5. What are you? Size 8?
7A. Both.
7 is giving me...
Well, I'm 7.5 and the toenails aren't cut.
Daniel's toenails always fall off.
I know, yeah.
All the time. Can you explain why?
Watching pre-season, I don't have any toenails left.
Explain why, because I didn't understand it for a long time. And I was like, why does that man not have any toenails ever?
Because you do be off playing football for a bit, and then the sun, the pitches do be hard. You're just running constantly. Well, not constantly, but you're doing a good bit of running. And then you're just training every day, and your toenails just end up falling. I'm not sure about everyone's toenails, but my toenails fall off.
They turn black first.
Black. Toenails still black.
Is it like a bruise, and then it just falls off?
It's a bruise, but... I tried to get a needle and burn it.
Because his toe was so sore from me, there was a bruise underneath it. And then we tried
to get the pus out or something.
Yeah.
Had to burn the end of a needle.
Oh, the end
of a pin.
Yeah, we burnt.
And
we
then
got,
pop it in.
I was like...
It released the pressure.
Yeah, didn't work.
We looked online, didn't we?
And we had to get a little pin, put it in a flame.
Mm.
And then straight away, you had to stick it into Daniel's nail and had to, like, down. Imagine your foot's flat, down onto your nail and make a hole in it. But then we couldn't get it, so there's multiple holes.
There's a toe fella that comes into us. I don't know what it's called. What's the people that...
A toe fella?
No, they deal with feet.
Podiatrist.
Yeah, something like that.
Is it podiatrist?
But people get their toes done, like, to get the shave, the toenails down underneath and all. I just don't go into them because I don't like people going near my feet.
Well, Dano, I think you should if your toenails keep falling off.
No, I don't like... I've heard that.
You know
my cousin Kieran?
Yeah.
We stayed in the same bed together when you were younger, just topping and tailing. Right?
Right.
And he went near my feet or something. I booted him. His toe now is a bust. Swear to God.
You hate food. When I try to touch Daniel's foot.
I know. Don't go near my feet. Anything else. Just don't touch my feet.
And I was going to say something else about that. Your feet. Yeah, I've heard people, their toenails fall off when they're like raving a lot. Because they're wearing like welly boots or like.
Raving.
In
a rave.
A rave, yeah. Because the condensation from the dock, it's probably the same in your boots.
Docks? What's dock?
Like Doc Martin boots. Or like welly boots. The condensation builds up and like it just falls off.
Mm. Toenails are easy to fall off, but it doesn't hurt like.
Yeah.
Because it gets to a point where it's so soft, you just pop it off in the shower or the bath. I want to see the smell off. No, oh my god, it's rotten.
No, that's disgusting. That's actually vile.
I had to smell it though. See,
I feel like footballers.
Been on me foot for ages.
Footballers. Why would you smell it?
See what it smells like.
I don't know. That is absolutely vile. I feel a bit sick. Well, footballers always have bad feet. It's like ballerinas.
Majority of the time,
like,
yeah.
You're just stuck in them shoes.
Obviously, you're just on your feet every day.
No, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying. Hard. I respect...
Unlike you, sitting on this couch all day.
I respect the hustle. Just sitting on the couch all day. Says you, Dano's implanted, so he's home for summer now for a few weeks, and my couch actually has a Dano shape implanted into it. He can't stop going on it. The TV's on from morning until night.
Even though it's a crap couch.
I'd say my electricity is through the roof.
Yeah,
I never put the TV. The only reason I have a TV is for Dana.
Yeah, well, you don't watch telly. You just be on your phone all the time.
I know, yeah.
What are you trying to do? Look at the ceiling?
Yeah.
Look at the houses around?
Go play golf.
Like, you sit and watch the telly, like, if you're interested in a show.
True.
You're just not interested in anything.
Don't know.
No, I mean, like, on the telly.
True. We want to, like... Well, I keep saying we, as if it's just me. I want to ask you a few questions about yourself.
Go on.
And your life, because it's been a while since you... how long was that ago?
What?
When you came in last, like a year?
About a year, yeah.
About a year, I'd say. So, 10 months. So, the last time I was here in July. You were here.
Summer, was it?
Summer, yeah. Because obviously I swindled you on when you were off.
Yeah.
Were you off?
And
are you going to still be off in July? You
swindled me on again.
It's when you done out. So.
Oh, we have a bet, so.
We have a bet?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Well, you made the bet yourself.
What?
You made... It's not a bet. An agreement.
It's a promise.
An agreement.
It's a pinky promise.
I don't know if it was pinky.
It was a pinky promise.
If it's not pinky,
I remember.
It doesn't count. I keep saying we. I'm so used to saying it.
What are you saying we for?
Because I'm saying... If me and Ellie have a guest on, I'm like, we want to ask you this. Like, so I... I'm gonna ask you this. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you liking being home?
Loving it.
Marie?
Yeah.
Like it better than Lincoln.
It's just nice to go back and just not do anything for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Just to go out and see everyone, just golf in the mornings, just go for a coffee whenever.
And you've done a
just
few
do whatever you want with anybody.
Yeah.
It's good being off for a bit.
When you're back in though, do you like miss having been in?
Or
like,
yeah, I miss the boys. Yeah, I miss the banter and all around the change room.
But like actually the playing of it.
Yeah, I watched the game last night. I missed playing, yeah. Yeah.
Would you be allowed playing now that you're off now?
No. What?
Not at all.
For another team?
No.
Yeah, you can go out like, and train if yeah. anyone wants to, yeah.
And you're going?
I'll do a few sessions, yeah.
So last time you were on here, it was 10 months ago, so we'd only started doing long distance really for a few months.
Yeah.
How would you summarise the last year of us being long distance?
I was.
Wait, hang on. We've done it from January.
2 years, wasn't it? Nearly two.
Nearly, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Year and a half, I'd say. Good.
It helped us, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not helped us, but it's just, I think it's just, sometimes it's just best to just not live with each other and just go from not seeing each other for 3 weeks, then to
see each other. Would you rather
have to miss each other, don't you?
Yeah. Do you not miss me now that you live with me?
I kind of think I've got to go like on a 3-day trip or something with the lads and then just come back.
Mm.
Then it gives you the chance to miss me.
Yeah, true. I missed you yesterday when you left Ruby for a few.
It was only gone for 2 hours.
I know.
Hounding the phone over.
I wasn't hounding. I needed
you what?
Her.
You were hounding.
All right. Do you think we're getting on each other's toes now that we live together again?
No, it's more so you getting on my toes, to be honest.
How so?
Just with your little bickering now and again.
I don't bicker.
You bicker.
Okay, but
You make a little thing into a huge thing.
Okay, but you have to see, this is like couples therapy.
I think that's just a woman thing, is it?
Yeah, but I feel like I have to nag sometimes. I can feel myself nagging. I hate having nag. But
What do I do to make you nag?
If I just tell you to do something, then...
But sure, I tell you to do something, right? And you still do be on your bed... An hour later.
You never tell me to do things.
Sure. Are you mad?
Yeah.
Yeah. I ask you to do something. Like, I go on, just clean your pile there.
Yeah.
I go in an hour later and you're still in the same position.
Yeah,
is that not
that's
true?
Different. Like, I'm the woman of the house.
Exactly. You should be doing everything.
My property.
It is your property.
I should be doing everything.
No, you shouldn't be doing everything, but...
And I do everything, though. Who cooks?
Who cleans?
Cleaning being taken to place.
I know relationship where the woman does absolutely everything.
You what?
I'm not saying that that's where our relationship should be, but I know.
You know.
People's relationship that the woman just does everything.
I know people like that too. But
you're different. You have an independent, you earn your own money.
That will never be me.
I know, yeah.
Even if I had all the time.
But you'd
world.
Be cooking for me, yeah?
Because
I can't cook.
Well, Dano, actually, I think you can learn how to cook.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It'd be nice for you to cook for me sometimes.
I will now and again, yeah.
Yeah.
But
so you think that you would rather me do everything and you do nothing?
No, I'm not saying that. Mm. I'm just saying I know a relationship like that. But we go if I come back from training. Yeah, there you go. There's a bit of lunch for you, Dano. Huh?
I didn't live in the same country as you, first of all.
Yeah, true.
Whose relationship was like?
No, I'm not going to name names, but
yeah, you don't know anyone.
I do.
That's not, I think, if that works for people.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That wouldn't work for us.
If it works for them, but in a modern day, I think that's very hard.
I know, yeah. And that wouldn't work for us.
I wish I had the time.
You don't, actually,
do
know.
I? No. I just don't like cleaning.
I like the way you're independent.
Do you?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Not on my hip 24/7.
Yeah. Sometimes I am. I feel needy.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
I'm going to do questions that came in the box as well. But in the meantime, if someone's doing long distance now and they asked you, how do you get through it? Like, I find it really hard. What would you tell them?
It depends how far you are away.
Okay, say England.
Well, you can just go over whenever you want, can't you?
I don't know.
What?
That's the worst advice.
Well, you can't. That's
not always feasible for people or possible.
Yeah.
Or what if like
what's the question again?
how would you tell people to deal with long distance if they were finding it hard? Like, what advice would you say you could give them?
Jesus, I don't know. I think just after the first few weeks or months, you just get used to it. So if you're at the first few weeks or first few months and you're feeling like this,
gets easier. but say they're still saying, oh, I think you're still finding hard.
You need to be surrounded by other, like, people that keep you occupied and stuff.
Yeah, true.
Because if you're like, just sitting there in your gaff on your own, just missing your fellow, your girlfriend, you're just gonna.
That's so true. You need your own life.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't have your own life, what happens if you break up or
yeah,
does something, or you do something, he does something? You're just gonna be stuck, aren't you?
Yeah, true. And I feel like you kind of, when you have time to think and you're by yourself, that's when you're worst.
Exactly. Your mind's be on an overdrive.
Yeah. Need to. So have your own life.
You need to have your own life.
And what about
yeah?
communication? What do you think?
What?
What? How should they communicate? Like texting,
FaceTime, texting.
I think if we didn't
We didn't really text. Like we always text, yeah. But sometimes you go hours without texting if I'm playing golf or something. I think that's
yeah.
Good,
but you just tell me I'm playing golf.
Yeah.
That is communication itself. That's making the person aware that like I'm not gonna be on my phone. So I'll text you if you're.
We text a lot, but sometimes just like you don't need to text a lot. Just FaceTime or something.
Yeah.
And then. That and then text you an hour.
Yeah,
or two
if we're
later.
Even if I was busy filming or something, then we could just FaceTime at the end of the day. But I feel like if I didn't FaceTime you, I felt real disconnected. Like
yeah, you FaceTime me every night.
Yeah, even if it was just for 2 seconds.
I know. Yeah.
Night now.
You FaceTime like 4 times a day sometimes.
Yeah, because I would call all the time if you would like. Mm. You'd hate calling.
Because I used to be always with the lads, didn't I, in the gaff, just throwing darts or.
So.
Yeah, I know, but like I'm with the lads chilling and watching something and you're 4 times a day.
Yeah, I just want to see what you're doing.
No, like, I know, yeah.
I just like knowing that you're
maybe
not, right?
Well, maybe twice max. Right? Just a little
No. Okay, these are questions for you from the question box. When is he proposing?
Well, I'm not going to say when I'm going to propose, am I? Even your friends ask me, I'm hardly going to, like, tell.
You have to tell my
friends. Yeah, like a month before or something.
All right.
I'm not going to start saying it now, am I?
Imagine you proposed me with these nails. One of my nails, I put my runners on and it popped off.
Like, then with the big thing about the nails, like, what is the big deal?
Don't know. It is a big deal.
Don't think it is a big deal.
It is. I don't really actually care if they're not white, but they need to be freshly done.
Like, just take a picture of the ring when you have white nails.
It's true. But what if I was away on holidays?
So when did you go home?
No, but it needs to be the holiday.
You're still going to have a tan finger.
Yeah, it's not the tan. It's the background of the...
Yeah, I suppose, background. Yeah. You'll have white nails.
Okay, thanks. So I'll know. How does it feel to be so iconic, someone said.
I'm not iconic at all.
You are pretty iconic.
The first thing about my iconic.
Oh, I don't know.
Obviously,
what
I am.
What really mean
iconic
about
people are bleeding. Mayweather. McGregor.
Yeah, but you're just.
You know what I mean?
You're an icon.
No.
Okay.
I'm only a little run from Ballymun.
I don't know.
What? I'm not iconic, you mad.
Yeah,
but I'm not iconic.
But iconic doesn't mean like you're a fucking famous icon. Like,
then what's iconic like, mean?
You're just iconic.
Like. That does mean iconic.
Yeah, but it's fine. You are iconic.
I'm not.
Do you feel more nervous when Charlene's at your football games?
No.
Do you not?
No. When I'm playing, I don't even... Like, I wouldn't really be thinking, like... Oh,
that's why I asked. One time I was like, do you ever think about me during a match? She's like, no.
Yeah, well, it's not about you. It's about the thing.
I know, yeah, but I always think what's running through someone's mind for 90 minutes, like...
Do
you just think
all.
Random just, stuff or just the ball?
Just the game and winning and seeing what you can do to win the game. No fans or anything come into my mind.
Yeah.
So I swear to God, sometimes I'd be playing and feel like there's no one even there.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they all look like...
You know when you know when the atmosphere is unbelievable, you say, oh, wow.
Then you know it's...
But most of the time, it's like you're playing in front of 10 people or something.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
So you don't feel the pressure of everyone else. What's your pet peeve for me?
Pet peeve? What's that? Something you don't like about you?
Yeah, like something that annoys you. Like some people's pet peeves could be like someone who...
Just a little, like turn something little into something huge.
You think?
Or like if I'm driving or something, like saying stop when there's an orange light and I'm just right at the orange light.
No, my reason for that is because sometimes you don't stop.
You just sit in the passenger seat and let me drive.
I know, but I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You're just trying to be right.
No, I'm not. I'm trying. You've said before, oops, when you're like near.
Yeah,
like,
obviously you do the little.
Of course. So then yeah. I am trying to make it avoid
But this is
them.
Every single day.
Okay, but it comes out of a place of love and care.
Okay.
My pet peeve for you is.
I didn't ask.
Well, I'm asking. Now, sorry.
Very good. You obviously wanted to get this off your chest.
Probably leaving the dishes in the sink.
I've done it like 3 times.
Yeah, it really pissed me off.
Alright. Did it 3 times, but okay.
Still. Favourite thing about Charlie and our favourite memory as a couple?
I think that Tulum trip was a favourite memory.
The whole trip?
Just the lizard nod and just the room. Yeah, just the funny. Trip altogether was, yeah. was funny.
You hate lizards.
I hate lizards. I hate anything that crawls.
Tano made us move our whole room, all our suitcases, everything.
It was just the other room as well, the next room.
Well,
the lizards could easily get in.
I was asleep.
Yeah, I know.
You woke me up from my slumber.
I didn't wake you up. You woke up yourself.
No, I heard you flapping around the room. Sorry, you killed a cockroach.
There's a lizard.
There was actually no lizard in that room.
There was.
It was a cockroach, no?
Now what I hate in the holidays, when the fan and all, I feel like there's lizards on them. Or did you ever see them big boxes where the fans
Yeah,
are
that's
out?
What you're looking at.
Yeah, because they always come out of them for some reason.
But do you think they're going to attack you, like?
No, I know they're not going to do anything to me, but I just don't like creepy, crawly things.
I think lizards are nice.
Honestly. No, I don't like them at all. No.
The whole trip.
That whole trip part of that hotel. Hotel in the middle of the jungle was horrendous.
I liked that.
But what you mean?
I did like that.
The one we moved from.
Yeah, I liked it. Oh, sorry. Oh. My God.
We were in the room for an hour.
Tell the story.
Moved.
That was horrific.
You have to tell the story.
So, we went. Why were we only there for one night?
I don't know why we changed the hotel. Probably you. Wanting to change all the time.
Did we accidentally not book a last night in a hotel or something? Yeah, we did.
No, we wanted to move hotel.
No, we did.
For a night.
This is the other time that I remembered I made a mistake.
Boy of Stars, that was as well.
Which one was?
That one we moved from.
The one in the jungle.
The creepy one, yeah.
Oh, was it?
I don't know. That's how you moved, so it was lovely.
Was
on the booking.com.
Booking.com, my whole fucking fake.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think what happened was I booked a flight. Dan was like a holiday princess. He just shows up to the airport. I have the passports. Everything booked, sorted out.
Yeah, because that's just the way you are.
No, it's not.
If I get in the echo, all right, you'll just do it all then.
Yeah.
Because if I do something wrong, it'd be like the end of the bleeding world.
Yeah.
So you want to do what you do.
But you wouldn't, okay. You probably would end up booking the wrong date or something.
No, I wouldn't.
Anyway, I booked
the
wrong.
You're going to miss flights every single time you're going to fly. You lose your suitcase. lose everything.
The airline loses it, not me.
Lose a ring that I got you.
Oh, I know. Just don't talk about it. My fan earrings, though. Anyway, I think what happened was, I didn't realise that we needed an extra night in the hotel to get us to the next night. I only booked, say, example, 14 nights and we actually needed 15. So we're like, fuck it, let's move hotel. We'll go to one closer to the airport. So Cancun is like 2 hours from Tulum. Mm. And we were like, the flight's early in the morning or whatever time it was. Let's get one like halfway, like closer towards the airport. We were like 2 hours away still. And we booked one and oh my God, it was like literally not one person was there.
No one there.
One man, creepy looking man actually was checking.
Remember all the lizards behind him when he was like doing his computer?
There
and
was
all.
Lizards all over the walls, which I didn't mind
like
that.
Like lived with him.
But he was by himself there. Not one person on the property. Like it was ghost town. Went into the room.
People like that though.
No.
Like being with nature.
We would have been murdered.
Yeah, that was so. There wasn't a hope in it. I wouldn't have sat there for.
But it was gorgeous. Remember we went into it and it was. The rooms were lovely. Like the.
Yeah, lovely, yeah.
And we went in.
Fucking in the zoo.
We were both sitting there and we were like. We just had like an awkward feeling in your belly when you want to go home. Like,
horrible.
And we went out then. We were like, let's just try, like, be positive, get some food. Went out, sat at the restaurant. Not one waiter.
There was no one there.
Nothing. And then I put up a story, like, should we leave?
There was bats and all flying
bats
around, remember?
Flying around. Oh my God. Then I was like, fuck this, we're going home. Booked a new hotel, closed it to Cancun again.
Best hotel I've ever been in my life.
Same, but it wasn't even good. It was just that we were so happy.
Bang average, but oh my God.
That was the best leave of my life.
I remember the science of monkeys. There was monkeys around there.
Oh yeah.
People started saying they go into you and all.
Yeah, they go to the rooms.
Sound, yeah.
So then we packed up all our stuff. Well, actually, we were probably. We actually never unpacked even.
No.
We had our bags and then we opened the front door and there's a massive...
Oh my God.
It's on my highlights, yeah. Dano highlight. Massive spider.
Tarantula that was.
Literally tarantula out in front of us. And I was like crying. And I don't even hate spiders, but this was so giant. I think this is fucking disgusting. So I had to like jump out. Then it started running at me.
Yeah, it was
and their videos are on my highlight. It's so funny. Like,
yeah. I go to Tulum again.
We just left.
Just not that place.
No.
Along the beach was unreal.
The beach was nice. It's very expensive though.
Along the beach and not see one like lizard, not spider,
we don't
no,
live
nothing.
On the beach though.
So. Just seeing cats.
They don't like water. Just cats.
Not even like cats. What? It was what pet came all day.
Yeah, that was the tragic. Yeah. I don't even know what that was called. I think I tried to get a refund of it and they don't think they gave me one.
No.
Or they gave me some of the money back or something. Hard question, but your favourite thing about turning it?
Hard question?
Someone said, as in like, it must be really hard to pick a favourite.
No.
Wink, wink.
Banda. favourite thing? It's not even your looks, it's not even anything about that. It's just.
Well, I'd hope not.
Just how independent and caring you are, I'd say.
Aww.
Like, I don't have to, like, obviously, yeah, always want me to get stuff for you and all, but I don't have to.
Yeah.
Like, I'd hate to be with a girlfriend, and, like, you, it's obviously, it's good that you pay for everything and all, like me. But, like, yeah. Imagine, like, if you had a girlfriend and, like, she constantly wanted you to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you out of nowhere, just say, oh, I'll get that.
Yeah.
I know I'd still get it, but it's the thought that counts, I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But you're independent, you don't need me.
Yeah. I don't know.
And you're caring as well.
I do need you.
What?
Emotionally.
Cut that.
Don't cut that. Someone asked some soccer tips on his football career and how we made it to help my 12-year-old son on his dream. Sorry, 12-year-old, doesn't say son.
Soccer tips?
Yeah.
At 12 years old?
Mm-hmm. What would you do if you went back?
Just enjoy it. What can you do at 12 years old? You're only 12. You just need to enjoy it.
Okay.
That's all.
But like then going on from, if you're thinking of 12 and on, what would you say? Like, is there any way to get like noticed by people or like contact, or do you just have to be seen?
Just have to be seen. If you're good enough, you'll, if you're good enough, you'll get away or do whatever you want to do.
Mm.
But when you're 12 years old, you need to just enjoy your football.
Do you think it's important to enjoy your life as well, or to like dedicate it completely to?
No, like, I don't. Other people are different, but
I know
I'm great. Like I wouldn't say I dedicate my whole life to it. I enjoy it, and obviously I'm a little bit dedicated.
You're quite dedicated.
Yeah, I'm dedicated, but like I don't go to extreme.
No,
do you know what I mean?
I think it's not if you're not that type of person.
Healthy,
it's
I don't
not
think.
Healthy. But some people are.
But people are dedicated so much, and they'll go straight to the very top.
Yeah.
But that's just their, what they're like, you know what I mean?
Apply yourself.
If I was dedicated, if I was just dedicated, like, obviously I'm dedicated, but like extreme dedicated, I think I'd hate my life.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to do anything, would you?
Yeah. Some people like that though. They're
no, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
No,
other
I know.
People are different.
But you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Do well.
Yeah, no.
You'd actually, your head be gone.
Exactly, yeah.
Your head goes a lot sometimes.
No, it doesn't.
Not a lot, but like.
Yeah, now and again, yeah. Football's a very stressful sport.
Very mentally tough.
Mm.
What is it you love about turtlenecks?
Don't know. Don't actually not on you, like.
Yeah.
Don't know. I just used the word when I was 14, you remember?
When I was in work, I worked in a salon.
Yeah. Just think it really suited you, so I just like turtlenecks.
I do like turtlenecks on myself as well, so
that's, yeah.
Yeah. I don't
like
see how it would be the most best thing I ever wear. Best piece of advice given to you?
Best, probably fake it until you make it. So it's like do everything right, but I obviously don't do everything right sometimes, but in certain situations you've got to just go along with people and just kind of lick ass. If you want to put bluntly, lick ass until you make it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think that's what that quote means.
Well, I find it hard because I'm...
Yeah, you're a very real person.
Yeah, like if I have something in mind, I'll say it, but some people... So if you want to fake till you make it, just get on with it and...
Is that quite like in
like,
football?
So, don't, yeah, in football, yeah.
Mm.
In life, Jesus. What advice I give in life?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just have no regrets.
Aww.
Because I have no regrets when I first came back from England.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Everything happens for a reason.
Exactly. I wouldn't have met you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have met the people that I've met along the way.
True.
So, yeah.
Everything happens for a reason. Do you feel that... How does he feel about the negative impact social media has had on you?
On you?
Mm.
Yeah, obviously I don't... It's not a good thing to see you getting hate.
Mm-hmm.
But you and me now, that's just a part of the social media these days.
Yeah, I think that's nice that we both get it. Not nice.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It is.
We all get it, like.
Yeah.
Probably me more than you on a regular basis.
Yeah. We both get it, so you kind of go through it together, so.
At least we can kind of, like.
You don't really get hate these days.
I don't get as much now. No. What we do was just laugh at it, though.
Yeah. Even so back in the day, I don't really give a fuck, to be honest.
The flag.
You kind of, just grow over it, don't you? It's just war of a duck's back.
Yeah. Remember the flag?
I don't really care. Yeah.
Is that the worst one?
Worst one for you, yeah, probably.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's football.
Like, it's just jealous people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Try and bring you down.
When did you realise Charlene was the one / fell in love with her? I swear I didn't write these questions myself.
I think it's stupid to say straight away.
All right.
No, obviously I had something straight away.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when I said I want you to be my girlfriend, obviously I knew before that, but I'd say a few weeks, about a month.
I knew straight away.
Yeah, but you can't say straight away. I could be a serial killer.
But you weren't, and you
are. I know, yeah. But to say straight away is, I think that's a bit...
Too much?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say a month or so.
Okay.
You'll be human with that.
I'm happy with it.
Smile then. Oh, you can.
What is your...
Be angry there, will you?
I can't. Guys, I just got Botox. I can't be angry. What do I look like?
I don't know.
I'm really trying to frown. You look
like an angry board or something.
Well, it's just the end of my
route. Yeah, yeah.
What's your least favourite thing about my job?
So, I don't know. Maybe sometimes the pictures I have to take.
It's not that bad.
It's bad when there's loads of people staring at you and you're in the background of pictures like a little mirror in the window.
Yeah, but what, like...
I don't mind it, but, like, it's just... Sometimes I'd rather just not.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, sorry. You get where I'm coming from.
Yeah. We have to just ignore people staring.
No, like, I don't care, but it's just like sometimes I don't want to do it. I'd
rather not.
Like, I'd rather not.
Well, you're never going
to need to get a full-time photographer, like, on the go.
I like you doing so.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not a photographer.
Okay, but you are my photographer when you're home.
Yeah, sometimes.
All the time?
No, sometimes.
I need to go again this week.
Yeah, you can get one of your friends for that.
No.
Yeah, you can get Lauren to do that.
No. You were good the last time.
Huh?
You were good the last time.
Yeah, but... I'm golfing.
You're not.
I'm golfing that day.
You don't know when I'm at.
I'm golfing that day.
Dream club to play for.
Dream club to play for?
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, because it's not going to happen now, but when I was younger, I would have been Real Madrid.
What do you mean it's not going to happen now?
I'm a realistic man.
All right.
So Real Madrid.
What about now?
Sandy Hill. Yes.
What's Sandy Hill?
No, just a local team.
Is that the one, Ericsson?
Yeah. I'd say, I don't know. Whatever gives me the most money.
And a good location.
And a good location, yeah.
Will he ever move home to be with you, or will you move to be with him?
Depends where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
In a few years, maybe I'd be at home.
Mm.
I want to eventually live back here.
Yeah, you want to
but
settle down.
Whatever happens next few months, you'll be with me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, until like for a few weeks, then you can go back and forth. Basically, what we're doing now, but longer.
But longer times.
Yeah.
And like me actually having a whole wardrobe and stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of just. What? No?
Not too much.
Would you like to live in a house or a apartment in your next
don't know.
Location. I think same as your last apartment.
But like, bigger. I need a bigger.
I'll take the second bedroom.
Why would you take the second bedroom?
And just make it into a wardrobe.
No, because what if people want to come over and visit and all?
Sorry. You can use a bed in there for them.
Just get three beds.
Get a fold-out bed.
Three bedrooms.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, perfect. I think it's an exciting few months because you don't know where you're going to be.
Don't really want to know where I'm going to be yet.
Why not?
Kind of just want to, don't know, just relax and just...
Chill.
And chill out, yeah. Just not get everything into my head.
Yeah. I know, but
still only the early days. For
when,
though.
Yeah. When you do know.
Who knows? Could be back in Lincoln.
Someone said, can you please stay in Lincoln? We all love him as well.
I did enjoy my time at Lincoln. Don't get
me
wrong.
Did, yeah.
They got me mates of people for there for life.
Yeah.
The best changer I've probably ever been in as well.
No. It's really just sad when you have to leave every day. The football team.
No, it was hard actually leaving at the end of the season. Because I'm normally go back, don't I?
I know.
But I don't know if I'm going back now, so.
Yeah. It's kind of like a half goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, it was different leaving this time.
Yeah. It's hard because you're always leaving it. It's like you get a really good group friend and then you have to go again.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Isn't it?
Hmm. So it happens.
We'll make more friends.
Yeah.
You're right. Friendly man. So basically I asked people on Instagram to ask questions to you, but in general about men. So it's okay. Not only about you.
Yeah.
But like, this is like, think in the mind of like the men of Ireland.
Okay.
Okay. This is in capital letters. Do men care about bloated bellies?
Bloated bellies?
Bellies, yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Like if I had my belly was now, if I had something bad, so like I always.
Like if you just ate?
Yeah.
No, you just ate, like anyone can have a bloated belly.
You've bloated bellies too.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't care.
Do men care about pubic hair on our bikini area on holidays?
I'd say that's a bit of a torn off, yeah?
What?
Pubic hair coming out of the bikini. Like what? Just pubes coming out of the bikini?
No, I don't know what she means.
Pubic hair, yeah, that's a major turn off, I'd say. Well, if you like hair around there, some people would like it.
What do you mean? If you can see the hair,
if you can see the hair, yeah. It wouldn't be for me, like.
Would you think that's all men, though?
Yeah.
You can't really
I'd say a majority of the men would be like, really? What the fuck? Well, not what the fuck, but like.
But like, look, sometimes it just does be stubble and it just is there.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you just ask me a question, I'm answering it for the men of this world.
Okay. Is it possible for men to be in love with one girl and idolise her, or is it a fantasy for girls?
No, it's not a fantasy.
Hmm. Obviously, a lot of men cheat.
Yeah.
So, out of like people you know, can you? You obviously know for you, it's real.
I think women like this. We over exaggerate.
We do.
Yeah, if you're going out or something, you think you're automatically they're just gonna cheat on you, which isn't like not true.
But you have to understand
most men
that women.
Most men just like literally just get fucked up and just like are having a good time with their mates. Obviously, yeah. Some of the lads doing whatever they do, but. Same majority of the boys.
And if you were out with someone who was doing that, how would you react? Like,
I
your friend
reacting. If my mate was doing it,
yeah,
and I was really close to him,
yeah.
Say what you're doing.
On the night or afterwards?
Especially if I know the girl as well.
Yeah.
And you know them a while, like you'd be like, "Come on now."
Would it make you look at your friend differently?
No, I wouldn't. No. There is like. Everyone makes mistakes.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? But if it was a close friend of mine and I was close to the girl as well, I'd
pull him.
Yeah, I'd pull him, yeah. But like most of the time, I wouldn't, just being honest, I wouldn't really like care. It's not my situation.
Mm.
I don't really like getting in all that, don't I?
No, don't know. So. It's drama. But yeah, depending on how close you are to the person as well.
Yeah,
I feel like boys have a lot more acquaintances than friends sometimes.
Yeah.
You might be out with a huge group of fellas and you might actually even be close to half.
Yeah.
No makeup or makeup?
No makeup.
I think that's most men that think that.
You'd say so, yeah. I don't mind a bit of makeup like you have on now.
Mm.
But I don't like loads of makeup now.
Do you not?
No.
Birthday makeup, they call it. I always see on TikTok.
What's that?
Boys are like, when she puts on the birthday makeup, and they always, they're going
birthday
mad.
Makeup? What's birthday?
Birthday makeup is like when you go full out.
Full
like,
out, yeah.
Full.
Nah. Really? I hate that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you, what makes you hate it though?
Just like, you look orange and all.
I want to look tanned.
Go, I don't know, get a spray, not even a spray tan, what?
Put
some cream on that makes your face tan.
But you have to match your face to your body with the tan.
I'm just saying, and probably speaking for a majority of the boys, rather now, mate, if you have a your pretty face, why do you need makeup?
All right. What's his opinions on OnlyFans?
If you want to do it. There's
me?
Not you. But if you want to do it, you're going to make loads of money, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, if you want to do it, you go for it.
Okay.
If you don't.
Okay. Do boys like eyeshadow? I've heard they think it's funny that we colour our eyes, but I think it makes people's eyes stand out.
Eyeshadow?
Mm-hmm. You know, if I put like a bit of blue, silver.
Wouldn't personally like it, no.
Really?
Yeah.
That's mad.
Why?
The amount of time that girls will put into it. Obviously, we don't do makeup for the men, but
yeah,
like, just for men to be like, don't. I do it for myself.
Why are you asking? Why are these questions getting asked? And
because they
obviously they care.
Yeah, of course you care to a certain extent, but you don't put on makeup for men.
Say some people do. If you have a spot or something, people are putting makeup on for...
Yeah, but that's for themselves to feel more comfortable.
Yeah, as well as like wanting to impress somebody, I'd say.
Well, maybe everyone though in that sense, not just men. You might want to hide a spot or something.
To look good as well, yeah.
Yeah.
And to impress people. There's nothing wrong with it. Just saying.
Does dewy or glowy makeup from a girl look like sweat from a boy's point of view?
Dewy or...
You know what that is? Like if I'm like shiny.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind a bit of a shine.
Would you think I'm sweaty though? Or
no.
Okay, good.
Unless you're in the gym or something.
Yeah.
Like if you're out on a night out, I just like...
Because I do get shiny.
Yeah, maybe you I don't mind shiny, yeah. You're always shiny actually. Your face is always shiny.
Yeah.
Well, that's without makeup, isn't it? Is this with makeup?
Yeah, with makeup on. I feel like you could tell now between shiny and glowy.
Yeah.
Or like sweaty and glowy. Who did they like to pay on the first date? I just went on a date with a boy and he insisted.
Who should pay on the first date?
Yeah.
The boy, obviously.
Boy. How do you feel about shaving? So you said, I actually cannot shave every day. Help, do you care?
Shave? Like your arms and all?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see you with a load of hair in your arms. You're not really hairy, though.
I don't know.
Obviously
you're
not.
You're really ripping into me today. I can't. I'm actually not allowed to get taller. I can't get.
Hey, you're not going to grow 7 inches.
Realistically, my legs are always prickly. Like
prick? Yeah, I don't mind. You just shave them now and again.
Yeah, so every week or something.
Every week, yeah.
When I need to get them out, like.
Yeah.
But mine aren't dark, so you wouldn't even see them.
Exactly,
when they're,
yeah.
But if you ever feel them, it's like a cactus.
What's a cactus? Like a little prickly?
Yeah.
Up?
Yeah. You get
sometimes, yeah.
Little spikes.
Yeah, just shave them, yeah.
Do you notice when your girlfriend or the girl you're seeing has put on weight?
Not with you, no.
Dana.
Swear to God.
You do.
You don't really, I don't really look into that, like.
Okay, but you know,
I'm with you 5 years.
If I was to lose it or something, you would. So you obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, so you obviously know if I gain it, so, well.
Yeah, but you don't gain
a
lot of. You don't gain a lot of. You think in your head you do, but then you always ask me, have I gained a lot? I'm saying, no, you haven't. You go on as if like you've gained so much weight.
I know, but I just feel like I have.
I've been bigger. I've been skinnier. Do you know what I mean?
I've definitely been bigger since we met, but I actually forget I was 21.
Exactly. You grow as you get older. Well, obviously I don't.
I'm growing skinnier.
I'm
growing in width. Oh my God, my flies went up the whole time. Is it true that a lad knows when and how they're going to propose months before they do it?
Do you have
an idea in your head, though, of what you want to do?
Somehow, yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
I know when I'm going to do it, but...
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Why would you... Like, I'm not going to tell you.
That's not like good that you know.
Well, I kind of know.
Oh.
And have an idea. Do I have an idea? I will now, close at a time, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Holly asks us, if he could choose one thing you could see from his eyes about you, what would it be?
If what?
If you could choose, like, one thing that you could, you can see in me that I don't see in myself, like from your eyes that you wish I could see or something.
Oh.
My head's grown as
the simple, but just how nice you are that would have, like, anyone you see.
Oh.
Like, people probably think you are maybe sometimes could possibly be,
say it, just say
stuck
it
up or a whatever. Bitch. A little bitch. But you're actually not in the slightest.
Oh.
Like, you're nice to everyone you see.
Oh, thanks.
Like a random person.
Thanks.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's nice.
You are nice. You're a very nice person.
Thanks, Anna.
And you even that text you got the other day, remember?
I know. That was so nice.
Yeah.
That was like the nicest text I've ever got. No.
I swear one of them had an Aussie voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was the nicest.
I don't know about the boat number. Yeah.
But you think, so you don't think I see that in myself, though?
I think, yeah, but obviously you know you're nice, but not how nice you are.
Aw, that's really nice compliment. Thanks.
Good, it's the only one you're getting for the next 3 months.
That's the one. What does it mean if my ex is in a new relationship in the space of 1 month after me?
Don't think it means anything. People move on differently.
See, I love how Dano is so blunt. I'm like, yes, this means this and that. Like, you're just like, men are very straight to the, like.
Yeah.
Whereas a girl.
Some people like being in relationships. That's, he obviously wants to be in a different relationship.
Yeah, but me as a girl would look at that and I'd start analysing and overthinking it and stuff. But
yeah,
I feel like,
yeah, women do that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think it means anything.
You don't think it means that he loved her any less. It's just that he just moved on quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you know if a boy is really in love with you? Like, how would you act if you're in love? To show them that you love them.
Jesus. I don't know. I just guess you'd just do anything for them, wouldn't you?
No.
You would, though, I think, yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, you just feel different in your stomach, I'd say. What do you keep making these faces for?
I don't know, I can't make a cute face because of Botox.
Stop, will you?
So I don't know what face is coming
and
out.
And these soppy questions.
Sorry, I won't.
Well.
No more soppy ones. Do boys communicate about, talk about girls the way we talk about boys? Like, you heard me and my friends talk about boys and like discussing them, like, would you talk the same? Save my friends after seeing someone or going on a date. I'm like, how would it go? Blah, blah, blah. Like,
no, men wouldn't be doing that. Well, it depends off the type of person you're talking to.
Okay.
Like, I've got friends that I'd say, like, that too, but then other mates, I'd say, ah, she's a little belt as she is, isn't she? Like, all that, no.
So you have some friends who would be like,
just like, you just.
Very surface level conversation.
Yeah, but you can have it. I've friends that you can have an actual mature conversation with. But you need to pick and choose who you want to speak to.
Okay. But you would talk about it.
What, like a date or something?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it'd be like
it's different.
Tell me more.
It'd be like, yeah. It depends who you're speaking to, I think.
Yeah.
I've got two different mates, like separate people. Like mates, you know what I mean? Like different groups.
Yeah.
Or different people have.
And it's kind of like girls, you know what I mean? Too, though.
Yeah.
But I feel like girls are more open to everyone. Someone said, is post-nut syndrome real?
What that means?
I think we talked about it last time, but it's like, ew.
Post-nut syndrome?
Yeah, it's like post-clarity, or post-nut clarity or something.
I don't know what it means.
Like after you've in sex, when you're done.
Post-nut? Like your ball sack? What?
I can't think of the other word for it.
Post-nut syndrome? Is your balls just emptied? Is that what it means?
Yeah, but...
Does it, eh?
Yeah, but... No. I need to look up the other word for it. It means basically when, do you ever get one like, well, hopefully it never happened with me, but when you're done, then you're like, oh, I don't even like that person.
Oh.
What's it called? What would you call it?
Just get on me. Oh, people do that, yeah.
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 No, it's real.
It's real, yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
So it's like in the moment, you're like,
yeah.
And then you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
When?
Relax.
Now I'm going to go back. But it has happened.
Yeah.
And you probably just be like, oh my God, what have I done? Like, why?
No, it's like, just done now. Say that.
Damn, that's,
you've done that probably.
That's a fuck boy.
It's not a fuck boy.
No,
it's
girls,
just a thing.
Girls don't get that.
Girls, I'm not speaking about me, actually. I'm speaking for the men.
Okay.
So.
Oh, someone actually asked about, tell us about post-nut clarity.
I can't believe it's called post-nut clarity.
Who even made
that up?
Girls, probably.
Post-nut. Us. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
But like the way it's worded now, post nut.
Post nut after nothing.
Post nut.
Don't know what nut is.
Nut, yeah, nut.
Think about it. Post means after.
Yeah, I know what post means, yeah. But nut could be anything. Your nut, your ball sack, your nut, your head. Do you know what I mean?
No, it means.
But I know what it means.
Oh, you do know.
Yeah,
what it means.
Know,
okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought you still didn't know. Okay, last one. What is a boy's biggest ick with girls? Oh, and one more after this.
Biggest ick?
Like in general, you've heard
dirty
your...
shoes.
Okay, no, but if you are thinking of all your friends and icks they've told you, what's the most
dirty shoes, blazers.
That's your icks, I know, not...
It's not my icks, I'm just saying.
No, other men don't like blazers.
Yeah. Shout out, Bishop. Yeah.
Hence why I don't wear blazers. Now I do sometimes.
No, I don't. Yeah. Like a major Rick.
Yeah.
Just constantly on them, like if you're out or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's
just
like
let you out.
Clingy?
Just let them go. Yeah, clingy. Like just go out and like let them have a good night out. Or
yeah.
Same with you. Like I've been hounding your phone over.
Yeah. Okay,
that'd be
one.
Major Rick for me. Yeah.
Last one. Do all boys think about their first love from time to time?
You are my first love, so.
Aww. Really?
Yeah, I've never really loved, have I, before?
Well, you were in a relationship.
Yeah, but real love, like. What?
I'm joking. Okay, so me.
Yeah, you, yeah.
So you do think about me from time to time?
Well,
but if you think
constantly with me, so, yeah.
If you think you're mates or something, would they still be like, the one that got away?
My mates?
Mm.
Nah.
Or men that you know. Dan, I was tan between his fingers, by the way, because he's doing my gradual tan on my back.
It's only in there, though.
I know.
Had it on my whole hand.
Did you wash your hands, actually?
No, I didn't, know.
No.
I don't know why it's just there.
Anyway.
Like,
is that a thing you've heard before?
The one that got away.
Yeah, or like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like men wouldn't talk about that either.
Nah.
Probably just keep themselves.
No, I definitely wouldn't be talking to me about that now.
Okay.
Well, they would, but very rarely.
Okay. We're going to move on to Secrets in the Stalls.
Okay.
Where we give advice.
Okay.
You have to be good.
Oh, really?
And not be too blunt.
Okay.
So we always try to help you and give you a bit of advice that you have in life or relationships, dilemmas, literally everything. And that's why it's called Secrets from the Stalls, because it's kind of like the chats you have in the bathroom stall. Because we took a break as well, we're going to be starting fresh with our dilemmas. So we have an email address. I'm telling you, as if you're going to send them in. Send them in about me.
What?
We haven't any dilemmas.
Don't have any.
The email address is holdmydrink@goloudnow.com and you can send in your dilemmas there. So this one is about a girl and her BF. Hey birds, me and my boyfriend are a fresh couple, only 6 months together, but I live in Dublin and he lives in Galway. Backstory to us, me and him were on and off talking since 2019, all in DM, Snapchat, all that. He's from the same areas as me but moved to Galway for work. At the end of last year, we said to each other we're going to try give it a real try and get together, because for so long we really knew we liked each other but just liked the fun of being single and knew we weren't right in the right space to treat a relationship the way it should be. But this all changed at the end of last year. Since then, it's been magical. We went away together for a week. We make time for each other and see each other every week, mostly on weekends. But recently, my college and work timetable has been hectic and he leaves the country every weekend for work. The last months have been really hard because we haven't seen each other. It'll be 2 months without seeing each other. I don't know if I'm self-sabotaging myself, but I'm thinking, do I even like this boy? And when I'm really thinking about it, I get so confused why I'm thinking this, because the only thing that's wrong is the distance. It's making me really insecure in the relationship and he doesn't understand that at all. And to be honest, I don't either, because it's such a new thing for me. He teaches me what love is all the time, and when we're together, he really knows how to make me feel loved. I just can't see past how the distance, but I don't want to let him go. Please, please give me ideas on how to get through this, because I really don't want to lose the relationship. I can see it being good.
God, that was long.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to it, yeah. Jesus. That was deep, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I would... First of all, if you're having them thoughts...
That's exactly what I thought.
It's not good, is it?
No. Like, are you trying to con yourself?
Especially, like, after, what, 6 months?
6 months, yeah. Like, are you trying to fib yourself into liking them? Because if
it was that early, I'd cut it off.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Mm.
But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Because they're having them thoughts already. What's the point, like? But then you can get over them thoughts and then you can be with each other for fucking, I don't know, 5-10 years then after that.
Yeah. My thing is, right, she feels like that, do I even like him? But
do I even like him, like?
Yeah, no, I know.
That's it.
That's quite big.
Yeah.
Feel. But then all the stuff she says about him, all the stuff he does for her, she's saying, oh, he knows how to make me feel loved. He teaches me what love is. But, like, what does he make you feel?
This is a whole problem.
Do you think?
Yeah. He's doing everything. He's making her feel loved and all.
Yeah, she keeps complimenting stuff he does, but not
him. She's obviously,
not
like, doing something wrong. Or something's missing.
Yeah, she's not doing anything wrong.
No, she's not doing anything wrong.
No.
Something's missing.
Yeah, missing. Because someone can be, like, on paper, like, great. And, yeah, like, you're like, wow, this is great. Like, we really like each other. But then, in a relationship, it doesn't
always
work.
You always hear of, like, something being missing in a relationship.
Yeah.
And it could be just yourself or anything.
Yeah, could be personality, like...
But if you're having them thoughts early on, I'd say...
Do you reckon the fact she's thinking about the thoughts when they're in the distance, do you reckon that's when it's coming up because she's not seeing them, so she gets time to think about it? Or do you think she's overthinking it because she's not seeing them?
Well, the fact that you're doing long distance and you're getting these thoughts and you only like being with them when you're with them.
Yeah.
Like what? Like,
what's the pros there?
Exactly. Really? Like, you should like him or love him when you're with him and when you're not with him.
Yeah. He's making you feel loved. He's making you feel, like, teaching you how to be loved. But, like, she's never said anything about, like, him being really nice or, like, all the, like, good stuff about him.
Yeah.
I think you don't really like him.
She just really wants to be loved.
Yeah.
But
not, maybe not by him. Yeah. And maybe the fact you can't always see him. Long distance doesn't suit everyone.
Exactly.
And that's just how it is. Like, it's not for everyone. Like, it does work when you want it to work, but if you don't, it can also really damage a relationship. So I think write out pros and cons lists of the relationship. But you thinking that you do, asking yourself, do you even like him, I feel like is a big red flag.
Yeah. That's the first thing you need when you're getting to know someone.
Yeah, it's like,
you need to like
liking them and loving them, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're not even liking them, you can't love them.
Yeah.
So I think you need to even have a chat to one of your friends, even if you haven't done it already, and just talk it out, because the more you talk about it, you might actually, like, discover new things about how you're feeling. But love you, thinking of you, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Next one is, hey girls, absolutely love the pod. I've been with my boyfriend for the past 3 years and he hasn't always been honest in the past about the likes of following girls, liking pictures, etc. But 2 months before we got together, he had slept with a girl from Brazil. Let's say her name is Jenny. My boyfriend made
Jenny from Brazil? That's the first.
What?
Jenny? Never heard the name.
Jenny from the block?
Yeah, but not a Brazilian name, Jenny.
Yeah, true. My boyfriend made a valeting Instagram page about a year ago, so he's valeting cars.
Mm.
And he put up the post. I would have posted another day and something just took over me to check his likes, which I would never do. And a girl with the same name and a Brazilian quote in her bio has been liking his stuff, and he follows her back on the valet page, which he only made a year ago. I've been with him for 3 years. He also tells me he doesn't follow girls on the page, yet he had her. I've asked him, is this the girl you slept with? And he removed her and told me, no, it's not her. And how could I think that low of him and that you should have more faith in him? But girls, your gut knows. And I just don't know whether to believe him, because if it was her in my eyes, that's cheating. Please, any advice would really help, as I'm so torn now if I can ever trust him.
So he slept with this girl before they get in a relationship?
Well, she's guessing it's it. Yeah, but then he's following her a year ago off his car valeting page.
So she's thinking, has he cheated on me in the relationship?
Yeah, or is he chatting to her, like, entertaining her? Like, why is... how would she even know that's his page to follow? Do you get me?
Mm. Yeah. Or maybe she's just a stalker. Well, not a stalker, but...
He follows her, though.
Yeah, true.
You don't follow your stalker.
True, yeah. Jesus. These questions are...
It's
up
hard,
answer,
isn't
aren't
it?
They?
Yeah, it's hard.
Oh, yeah. No.
I would...
I don't know why you're checking the likes and all. You just...
Well, she obviously doesn't...
Trust them.
No, no, but also, girls have gut feelings where you're like, oh my God.
It's a gut feeling or you just don't trust them. You can call it gut feelings, but obviously you just don't trust them.
So real for that, though.
Huh?
You're so real for that.
What you mean?
That's true. It's actually true.
Yeah, it is true, yeah.
But also, I have a good gut feel about stuff in general. Not even just about me.
I have a good gut feel about anything.
Yeah. But I would text the girl. Is that dramatic?
It's dramatic.
But I don't care. If she's feeling so, like not knowing... how to feel, he's saying he doesn't know the girl, it's a bit suspicious that he removed her as a follower and she so happens to have the same name as the girl that he was with in Brazil and has a Brazilian quote in her bio, and then what would make me text the girl, I wouldn't really care if she thought it was crazy, right? It's fucking you're only asking, and you wouldn't, it's not about being just literally asking the girl how she knows him or something. But
then if she don't get the answer you want to hear, then he's just going to be very, very angry at you.
Well,
and then you're just gonna, the trust is just going to be gone.
Yeah, well, I think if
you got to do what you have to do, if
your gut is telling you to do it,
go. Would you
just
have to go?
Well, no, your gut can tell you to do something though, like,
yeah, but you don't trust him.
Yeah.
But if you have to do it, do it. But
I feel like him removing her says it all to me that it is her. But if you don't want to believe that, I think text her. And the worst that can happen is she says, no, I don't know who that man is or something.
Yeah.
Or tells him or something like that. But like that's...
Go with what you feel like doing.
Yeah. But then advice on how to trust him again. I don't think you will trust him until you know that answer, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll need to know that and then you'll be able to move on from it and go from there.
Yeah.
Because that's so stupid as well. Like, what would annoy me is, like, if he is lying, I'd be like, why'd you lie?
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Yeah.
Okay, but let us know how you get on. And I would say text her because it's going to give you the most clear answer.
Yeah.
No, like he's probably not going to tell you. Yeah, we have to tell you. He doesn't know her.
Do we have to do?
Do what you have to do. Then we have one dilemma. Basically, it's called phone a friend. So we ask listeners to write in the answers of the dilemma so we don't have to give advice because it's nice to have other people helping us out. This dilemma is, recently I found myself to really gain feelings for a boy from my town who I've always known since primary school. We've always got on really well and have had the crack of nights out together, etc. The problem is 2 years ago, he went out with one of my close friends at that time and they had a semi-serious relationship about a year ago, which ended very badly. She has a new boyfriend now and seems to really like him, but I'm still not sure she's completely over the previous relationship. There has been no romantic connection between me and the boy yet, but I can see it possibly happening in the near future because of the flirty banter between us. I don't want to hurt the girl's feelings because of how heartbroken she was after the breakup, but I find it hard to hide my feelings for him when we're together. This may be a complete violation of girl code and I feel guilty even thinking about the possibility of us being together, but this is the first boy that I've had serious feelings for and really want a chance at love. Please give me some advice on what to do. Love you both. Here is what some of the followers have been saying. What do you think about that?
It's not up to me. It's you. They've answered it.
Dying to not give advice.
I'm on the fence.
Someone said, I think you actually need to make sure there's something there because it's worth maybe causing a fight between you and your friend. I've been in the situation, put my own happiness before others, but me and the boy turned out to be a fling for a few weeks and I almost lost a really good friend over it. Sometimes you just want him because you shouldn't have him.
Wait, how do you know the boy likes you anyways? Have you seen each other before?
She just really likes him.
What, like,
they
just
have,
from the distance?
Yeah, they have flirty moments. No, she knows him, like.
Like as a friend? Or just like...
Yeah, this is, we've always got on really well, have great crack on nights out. So they haven't like got each other yet or anything. Someone said, complete violation of girl code. Even if she's in a new relationship, don't go there. It won't be worth the loss of a friendship. Mm. Take it from someone whose best friend went out with my ex. Even if she says she doesn't mind, your friendship will suffer as a result of your new relationship. Naturally, she's not going to want to hear about dates with him, any relationship problems, or how happy you are with someone she was once with, and particularly because it ended so badly. 2 years is not a long time, so this is the potential to really hurt her. Quite frankly, there's never a need to go to a friend's ex. Don't bring drama into your life. You'll meet someone with none of that baggage. Don't do it. I agree.
Mm.
I think like a relationship, like what are the chances it will even last? Is it worth losing a friend over? 2 years is not a long time to get over something. The other girl is in another relationship and the previous was 2 years ago. She's no right to be pissed off. If anything does come out of this flirtation, she's leading us to believe she's not as close with the other girl as she was. So does it really matter what she thinks? It's very opposite ends of this. Mm. I think it just depends on the person.
Yeah.
But I feel like I agree with the fact that like she's never, either way, she's probably not going to want to hear about like your relationship. So it's going to cause a bit of a distance between us.
Yeah.
And friendship over relationships in that case, I think.
True, yeah.
We'll do one more. Just look after your own feelings first and go for it. She's moved on and you're both single. Enjoy. Just casually bring it up to your friend first. You can't own an ex and she has a new BF. If you're a genuine friend, you would give up those feelings. You can find someone else who's not at the expense of a good friend's feelings, especially if you supported her in the split. That's true.
Hmm.
You were there for during the breakup and then you're getting with him, like, yeah, and it was true, a bad breakup.
Yeah. In the back of your mind, you're thinking, I want him.
Yeah, you know, the friend is always going to think that you were thinking that. So I think that's good advice. But that was our dilemmas for today. Send your dilemmas.
Good dilemmas.
Good dilemma, yeah. Bad dilemma. Well,
bad, but yeah, it got you thinking, didn't it?
Yeah. Jeez. You can send them into homeydrink@goloudnow.com. If you want to be featured for Phone a Friend as well, put that in the caption or the subject line of your email. Lastly then, Dana, we have peak and bleak of the week. So you're going to pick one high from the week, which is a peak, and one low, which is a bleak.
All right.
It can be from the last month or anything, something small.
All right.
Breakfast you had. So we'll start with the bleaks because it's nice to start with a bad,
bleak.
A bad thing, yeah.
Bad thing. Last game of the season, I'd say.
Yeah.
Losing. Mm-hmm. Missing a penalty.
That was pretty bad.
Hadn't a chance of going into the playoffs.
Mm.
And just all coming crashing down. Yeah, well, that was a bleak, yeah.
Yeah.
But then a high was just being with the lads after the game and just having a drink and talking about the season and just having a good time.
Good memories,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
My bleak of this week is... What was my bleak? I don't think I have a bleak this week.
Do you not know?
No. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
I have two peaks though.
I'll do one.
One of my peaks is myself and Ellie filmed a show for RTE.
Yeah.
And it's out now. Called Charlene and Ellie Go All In, and it's on.
I like that, using the platform to get it out there. Yeah,
it's on the player, RT player, it's live now. And secondly, I went on the nicest sunset swim last night.
Mm.
It was, the water was like clear, it wasn't even that cold, good vibes, good sunset.
Nice.
I felt really good after.
Nice.
And I still feel the benefits of it.
And you had a chicken ball after, didn't you?
Two
chicken balls.
And a half.
Salt and chilli.
Mm.
Yeah.
They were nice.
They are.
I saw
nice.
Someone. Oh, I need to try it. We need to get salt and chili chicken balls for this. But she took out the chicken and filled it with
rice
and curry.
Yeah. Well, with the batter.
I've never seen something like that before. It looked unreal.
Yeah.
I need to do it.
Yeah.
But thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Home or Drink with Charlene and.
The best one, yeah.
Dano. You want to say Dano?
Dano. The best one, yeah.
I think it was better than your last episode. You're very good.
Thanks.
Natural.
My house myself. With a few
a few lads,
yeah.
You and Kane. We're running. You can go back and listen to our bonus episode for Monday, which is called Home I Drink Extra Juice. Make sure to listen back to that one before a new bonus episode comes out on Monday. And don't forget, you can watch us also on YouTube. We have three lovely cameras in front of us. And the full video goes live Thursdays at 12. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe. Leave a comment. Let us know if you want Dano as a recurring guest. Make him come on again.
Nope.
Yep.
One time only.
Okay,
no,
once a year.
Once a year. Okay.
But yeah, we love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me.
You can find yourself wishing that your life looked like someone else's.
You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it's so true. It might look like someone has it all together on Instagram, but in reality, they probably don't. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I think that's what I love about therapy. You can just go to therapy for everything.
Everything and anything.
Any problem you have, no matter how big or small,
yeah,
it's going to help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD.